Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 63 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is The Ultimate Victory. Rick Warren said, "Without the grace of Jesus, a hopeless end. With the grace of Jesus, an endless hope." Oswald Chambers said, "When I see Jesus Christ, I simply want to be what He wants me to be." Our text today is Joshua 24, verses 32 through 33. "As for the bones of Joseph, which the people of Israel brought up from Egypt, they buried them at Shechem, in the piece of land that Jacob bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. It became an inheritance of the descendants of Joseph. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died, and they buried him at Gibeah, the town of Phinehas, his son, which had been given to him in the hill country of Ephraim." Joshua 24:32 records the burial of Joseph's bones in the Promised Land at Shechem. 400 years earlier, Joseph had made his brothers promise that they would carry his bones with them when God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt. This demonstrated Joseph's faith that God would fulfill his promise to give the land of Canaan to his people. God made good on his promise. That's why the people of Israel carried his bones throughout their entire journey. Every time they picked up the box that carried his remains, they were reminded that one day God would fulfill his promise to his people. Therefore, the people carried the bones of Joseph to the Promised Land to fulfill a promise. As they carried his bones toward Canaan, God fulfilled his promise to give them the Promised Land. Likewise, God will one day fulfill his promise through your salvation to carry you to heaven. As we conclude this study on Joshua, remember to keep your promises while you serve a God who always keeps His. Robert Smith Jr., in his commentary, Exalting Jesus in Joshua, explains the great representation found in these last few verses of Joshua. He entitled this section of his commentary, "To Christ, Our Prophet, Priest, and King." There is a trinity of deaths in this chapter that approximate in three persons what Christ simultaneously embodies within himself: the roles of prophet, priest, and king. The book of Joshua is the first of the former prophets. As such, Joshua can be seen as a prophet. He dies at 110 years of age in this chapter. Like Joshua, Jesus can be seen as a prophet. Human prophets only speak the word of God. However, Jesus is the Word of God. In this chapter, Eleazar, the high priest, who was the son of the first high priest, Aaron, also dies. Like Eleazar, Jesus can be seen as a priest. Human priests bring an offspring for the people to God and intercede for the people to God. However, Jesus is the offering for the sacrifice too. John the Baptist articulates it this way: "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Additionally, he is our high priest who has ascended into heaven. In this chapter, Joseph, who died long ago in Egypt, is interred in the Promised Land. He had demanded that his bones would not be left in Egypt, but would be carried to and buried in the Promised Land. Joseph was buried at Shechem. Joseph was second in command in Egypt and rode in the second chariot behind the Pharaoh. He was the vice-regent of Egypt. Joseph was a prototype of a king. A king rules and reigns over government. Like Joseph, Jesus can be seen as a ruler within a kingdom. However, Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He reigns not only on earth, but in heaven and over hell. Jesus simultaneously embodies all three of these offices and holds the three offices in tension. The book of Joshua closes by pointing forward to Jesus as our prophet, priest, and king. Remember, the name Joshua means Yahweh is our Savior. The book of Joshua and the person of Joshua have pointed us to the salvation that only comes through Jesus Christ. Thank you for taking this journey through the book of Joshua. We pray that your study of God's Word has brought you to a closer walk with Jesus. We hope that you find your ultimate victory in your relationship with Christ. May you step into all that God has for you in the abundant life He promised. And may you always live beneath His spiritual blessings as you remain obedient to His Word. Questions. How is the fulfilled promise to Joseph a sign of the endless hope we have in Jesus Christ? How is Joseph's request related to his faith in the promises of God? How do the deaths of Joshua, Joseph, and Eleazar mentioned at the end of Joshua point to the life of Jesus as prophet, priest, and king? Ironically, how do the deaths of Joshua, Joseph, and Eleazar point to all that God has for your spiritual life in Him? What are the major life lessons that you have learned throughout this journey? In what ways will you apply these lessons to your spiritual life, so that you can continue to grow in your walk with Jesus? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for preserving it so that we can read it together. Through your Holy Spirit, teach us all that you have for us through your sacred text. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Christ's name, amen.